playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwin, one of this country's absolute favourites, despite a bit of a treacherous 2020, has absolutely killed it through then and looking to absolutely continue that throughout 21. There is a brand new one for Illy. Came out on Friday. It's his highly anticipated sixth LP, The Space Between. Brand new single with Cheap Seats as well. And we've got the best seat in the house. Catching up with him right now. Illy, thanks for coming on, mate.
Hey, bro. What's going on?
Absolutely loving your brand new stuff. What kind of work has gone into this? You've been pretty patient over the last few years, hey?
Yeah, man. It's been a long process. It's been, 4 years and change since 2 Degrees came out, my last album. This one, The Space Between, was finished towards the start of last year, about this time last year, meant for an early 2020 release. Right. And then COVID happened. Not sure if you heard about it, but kind of put everything on the back burner for a little bit. And I've just kind of spent the last year fine-tuning the album. It was basically done, but adding little bits and pieces and just biding my time. And now that it's finally out, man, it's just been a great few days and seeing people's reaction to it. It's made all the effort that's gone in and all the tough times worthwhile,
And having that time in between, Illy, did you make a lot of changes? Was it something that you tried to keep how it was a bit more, or you're just constantly listening going, actually, you know what, I could change that?
Nah, you're right on the first one, man. Like, I knew that I didn't want something that I'd spent so much time working on to be kind of time-stamped. I didn't want to change the album so that it reflected 2020. It's an album that was made completely before COVID. Yep. So if I had have changed it for 2020 and made references to what was going on, it would have ended up being something that dated quite badly, whereas now I think it's something that, you know, we'll be able to look at in hindsight in years to come and not all get fucking shudders because it's about COVID.
I think there's enough of that kind of music around as well anyway, and a lot of your kind of lyrics and your songwriting reflects times in your life, so to make that so generic and base it around COVID, I don't really think it would come across. I think your fans would know that as well, perhaps.
Yeah, that's it. And honestly, man, like, the title for the album was already in place sort of towards the end of 2019, and The Space Between, it had nothing to do with social distancing, but it turns out now that there's that layer to it. And on one of the gems on the album, a track called Lonely with Guy Sebastian, the first line of the song is, last year's lessons were the hardest, and that also was written before 2020, but coming out in 2021, I feel like people might feel the same way about last year,
Yeah, I'm going to Photoshop one of your little press releases, though. Hey, you've got the with the big gaps. I'm going to put the little man with the arrow saying 1.5 in between. I'll send it to you.
Do you think?
But you've mentioned some collabs there. You know, you've got Guy on it, who's had a massive 2020 and into 2021 as well with Truth. You've got more collabs on the album, particularly with Cheap Seats. We talked with you last time about G-Flip being from a similar area, but how do you get your collabs?
Yep. 90% of the time, more even, the songs are kind of written. I love writing my own hooks. I just can't actually sing them that great. So normally I'll have the song ready to go.
Cool.
And then it's a matter of who would fit this. And then it's just about approaching them and being like, hey, I am a fan. I have this song that I think you'd do great on. This is what it's about. This is why I think you'd be perfect. And sometimes they don't get down, and sometimes they do. But either way, the track is always made better by the features. Mm. And I think that kind of shows in, the track record that I've had with songs that people love.
Yep, and the credibility to you and the name that you've made for yourself as well by getting him on board.
Yeah, that's it, man. I'm lucky that people actually pick up the phone when I call. I'm always thankful.
And we're talking about loose ends there with G-Flip. We've got a bit of a treat that we've had throughout 2020 with Loose Ends coming out, Last Laugh and whatnot. Like, are you nominated, gone platinum? Is that everything they dreamed it would be despite 2020 being so disrupted?
Yeah, man. I mean, you can't ask for much more. I hope that shows come back in the near future because I'm really missing, really, really missing shows. But as far as last year, managed to play a lot of artists and a lot of my friends weren't even able to do that. Mm. So I consider myself lucky. I think that entertainment, music in particular, we were the first to get shut down. Yep. We're going to be amongst the last to get back. Yep. I don't think the industry and artists in particular have been supported nearly enough, but I feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
You're someone, Illy, that does speak his mind pretty truthfully as well. How do you personally feel that, like you said, the arts have been pretty heavily shut down, but we're generally the first called upon when someone else is in need?
Yeah. It's crazy, eh? I mean, Yeah, it's not crazy because I think artists, we interact with a lot of people. You don't just have your sort of circles that you operate in. You're constantly meeting new people and putting yourself out there for new people and people connecting with you that you may never have met. You just get to experience a lot of different people's backgrounds and stories. And I think that makes you care about other people, you know. So when people are in trouble and there's shit we can do about it, we generally do. So yeah, it is disappointing when just the response from the people we pay our taxes to has been so shit. That what can you do, man? Yeah. You know, you just got to keep plugging and try and be positive, and hopefully it improves this year.
Yeah, mate. Well, you're going to have an absolute banger of a 2021. We need those shows to come
fingers
back.
Fingers crossed, my back.
Because we're looking forward to seeing you. Crossed. Looking forward to seeing you doing
got
some stuff.
Got deep there for a second.
Yeah, it did. It's good, though. It's good. You're a passionate person, and we know that through your music, and we know that through the brand new one with The Space Between. We're going to play your lead single from it right now. This is Cheap Seats, the latest one from it. Illy, such a good man. Love chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, bro. Great chat. Hey, what's going on? This is Illy, and you're about to listen to my new single, Cheap Seats, featuring Wax on Ozmade.